The King and the Traveller. One day a king said to his minister, "I don't really know what's happening in my kingdom. Unless I go about in disguise, I'll never know what my subjects are really thinking. People bow down to me and show respect, but I don't know their true nature. I want to discover the true nature of my subjects." The minister said, "That is an excellent idea." The king said, "This evening, I'm going to walk around my kingdom, and I would like you to accompany me. We will go about in disguise like ordinary men. No one will follow us. We'll go alone." The minister agreed. That evening, the king and the minister went out. As they walked along, they happened to see a traveller. The traveller said to them, "I'm exhausted. Are there any guest houses here where I can stay? I have no money." The king said to him, We don't know of any guest houses in our city." The traveller exclaimed, "You don't have any guest houses? What kind of place is this? If you were to come to my city, you'd easily find a place to stay." A middle-aged man was passing by and asked, "What is happening?" The man did not recognize the king at all. The traveller said, "I'm from another town, and I asked these two men if there is a guest house where I can take shelter tonight. They say there is no place. In my city there are places to stay." The man said, "These two are fools. They don't know our kingdom. Our king is so kind and generous, and he has made us so good that we don't need any special guest houses. All the houses serve as guest houses. If you come with me, you will see what a good host I am, or you can go to any house. These two are fools." Then the man turned to the king and the minister and said, "You live here, and you don't know how kind and generous our king is? He'd be shocked if he heard that a traveller could not find no shelter here. Perhaps you come from another city, and that's why you don't know about our hospitality." The king and the minister were totally silent. Finally, the king said, "Can you tell us your name in case other people ask for shelter? That way we can recommend you. We've never known such a kind-hearted man." The man gave the king and minister his name and address and then brought the traveller with him to his house. The man kept his promise and treated the traveller quite well. The following day, the king summoned the man to his palace. When the soldiers arrived at his house to bring him to the palace, he was very frightened. "Oh, what have I done wrong?" he asked, trembling. When the man reached the palace, the king said to him, "I was sincerely moved by your kindness." The king told him the whole story and gave him a great sum of money. Then he said, "I'm ordering my workers to build many guest houses in my kingdom. I want my kingdom to be a place of hospitality. People should feel that I am truly generous, but until now I haven't provided shelter for visitors. You have opened my eyes. From now on, we shall have guest houses for all the travellers."